Thank you. Okay. Moving right along now with a deviation as promised from last night's program. What? Unfortunately, if I come up here, I can't hear the drums. See? So, no, here, this is what I look like, and with a guitar, it's like this. So, we're going to do another piece now that the band has never played because it's not written down, for one thing. But it's so simple-minded that with a few cheap explanations, we should be able to do it. Now, no, not that. Boy, do we have a surprise for you. All right. Hey, gang, the changes for this song are C sharp minor for two bars, D major 7 for two bars, and that's it. And it's in 3/4, and we'll voice it out. Let's see. Oh, you guys just pick any voicing. It's like a... Let's put a suspension on top with a C... you can have a C sharp and a B and an F sharp that'll stay over both chords. Only low register instruments can play the note D when it changes to the D major 7. And the low brass should be voiced out with bass trombone and tuba with a D on the bottom. And then both you guys play E, a ninth over that. French horns, the A in the middle. Okay? And then the trumpets, C sharp, F sharp, and B. And when it goes to the C sharp minor chord, you guys are still in the same notes, and you guys move. The D goes down to a C sharp, the A goes to a G sharp, and the E stays where it is. Okay. All right. So can we hear that just a little bit? You know, just it's about 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay, all right. That was just a demo. Okay, similar voicing over here. I'd like to have both you guys on baritone playing that boring root progression, and you stay on the alto. You stay on the sousaphone, play the boring bottom end of it. Everybody else grab any of the notes in between. Three piccolos. Oh, you will in a minute. Basically, what's going to happen is I wanted to play more guitar in the concert, and the easiest way I could do it is just have a vamp like this. So here's our little jam session for you. And the conductor goes like this.
Let's do it over here.